Yeah, I'm just walking down the road, just stopped off at the bank to pick up some cash, as you do. And there's a homeless guy, or I don't necessarily know he was homeless, but there's a guy crouched down, familiar position, familiar pose, asking for some change and what have you at the bank machine. And I just said, sorry, mate, gave the apologetic sort of smile and shrug of the eyebrows and carried on and took my cash. And that's kind of what I do these days. I used to work for homelessness charities, both youth homelessness and then latterly shelter, and you know, doing the good work. And I always used to give a pound here and there by the big issue to homeless guys, homeless ladies. When did it stop? When did I stop? I don't know, giving a shit? What is that all about? And I remember a particular ritual I had was when I was in a band, The Great Distance, it was called. Look it up, we're on iTunes, we released an album as my plug, and what the hell, all profits in the next, all profits in the next month will go to homeless charities. There you are, plug. For that. But yeah, anyway, back to the point. I used to always give a pound to a homeless guy a night before a gig, the night of a gig, in fact, to the point that it became slightly ritual, and I would, after the sound check, find myself going out whilst the other guys went out to get a burger. I would go out and find a homeless guy, which obviously gigging around London was not as difficult as it might be sounding. So I'd generally be able to walk up the street and find somebody in the centre of London who could do with a quid. And I don't know, I stopped doing that after I stopped being in a band. And, you know, I don't believe that I was... Was I doing it for karma? I don't really believe in karma, although maybe I do. Maybe I believe in there being a sort of a balance in the universe. Certainly don't believe in any God or any overseeing power that would be watching me and going, ah, yes, there he is, Article Dan just gave a pound to a homeless person, his strings will not break, his voice will be like an angel, and the enemy shall arrive and give him a 5-star review. Strings constantly broke, I constantly sang like a gutted dog, and the enemy never did come. But similarly, I always wore the same pair of underwear to a gig. That never worked for me either. Where were you, David Geffen? Where were you?